Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Roses are red, violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you for the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This V-Day, it's time to join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming, with our exclusive offer. The holidays went by so quickly, and did you remember to take care of your package with the best tools for the job? How about the Performance Package 4.0 for Manscaped? It's just the thing that every guy needs in their life to make every day a little more special. The number one product in this package is the Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer is designed to trim hair on loose skin. And get this, it also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer to whack all the worst of your weeds. Go to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer and 20% off free shipping with the Bubba code. Again, insert Bubba as your code. Your balls and your lady will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day. It's the Bubba Army exclusive podcast. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Look at Johnny never wanting to play along.
Is his mic on?
Yes, it's on.
Sorry, I was grabbing something.
His hog.
You ever notice, Anna, like, he's just always the odd man out. You ever notice, like...
Sometimes he is, sometimes he's not.
And is it like just to be a dick, or is it just to be, you know, uncomfortable, or is he like showing, like, what? Can you help me understand it?
I think maybe it's because he has like a lot of duties back there sometimes.
Yes, agreed. But in this instance, it was based on being busy. But there's other times where he's not busy. He just chooses not to participate.
Yes, sometimes that is the case.
Is that true, Blitz?
Are you going to admit it, or are you going to not admit it, if we can be honest with each other?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, I was busy.
What a dick.
Like, no, just, like, can you be any more of, like, can you just be any more of a fucking cocksucker and throw it up in my, like, bud, really, seriously? Like, it gets old. Like, right there, we're trying to talk to you, and then you won't talk to us to prove your point that you're a dick. Why? I'm just asking.
I wasn't being a dick at all. I was busy when the show started.
I know, but then when we're asking you about your not participating, obviously you had your headphones, your mic was on, and you chose not to answer. Why, bud?
Oh, because I thought it was funny. Sorry.
But sometimes it gets overwhelmingly. Like, I don't, and I feel like it's almost a power struggle with you and I sometimes.
Not at all.
Well, no, that's not how you feel, but that's how I feel.
Okay.
Like, when I specifically, you know, I know you're engaged, I know you're there, and you just ignore me, it makes me look dumb as a boss and feel dumb.
But when have I done that lately?
Just now!
Well, I mean, I kind of did it for effect because it was funny, but,
okay, but
other than that.
If you know the effect bugs me, and we're talking about said effect... Why would you double down on the effect? I'm just asking. I know.
I thought you would think it was funny that I did not answer Lummy.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Has anyone seen their Coinbase? Holy balls.
No, it's even going to make me more in a bad mood.
Yeah, jeez. But, you know, Blitz is the man. So are you, Bubba.
Thank you, my friend. Blitz is the man, so are you, Bubba. Well, that makes me feel like a real fucking stupid knight.
Way to go, Lemmy, stupid idiot.
I love you, Bubba. Your pizza was actually one of the best pizzas
I've
ever had.
the pizza he made.
Just shut up. Just shut up, Lummy. I know where your loyalty is. It's not with me.
Oh, it's with you, Bubba.
No, it's not.
Yes, 100%.
But it really isn't. It deep down isn't.
I think deep down it really is.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
To the detriment of his own wife and child.
Yes.
No, stop.
It absolutely is. There's no question.
Bubba, you're his number one.
Don't jump on now, guys.
I did not think we'd be talking about this after this.
This is Aaron Rodgers.
He sounds like he's stoned.
He is.
He's pretty mad right now.
Game, but
that's him mad.
You know, I'm gonna take some time and
listen, for all everybody's mad at Aaron Rodgers, he has to say this or he loses all control.
Yep.
Like if he wants anything done in Green Bay, he has to do this. He can't be Johnny Tongue Wagger and be like, "Oh, I'm coming back."
Yeah, I'll be preparing and ready to go back next season.
Even Tom Brady is like, "I'm over it, man. Fucking over it."
Do they hang out at all?
No, I don't think they do at all.
Aaron Rodgers,
they went golfing a couple times.
They don't hang out.
No,
I don't think so for the most part.
I have conversations with the folks around here, take some time away and make a decision. Obviously, before free agency or anything kind of gets going on that front. But you know, it's fresh right now.
And again, I think that he answered about as good as he can.
Mm-hmm.
Has he always been like this?
Yeah, pretty much.
No,
you don't think so? Even when the whole Brett Favre thing was going on?
No.
He seemed to have changed like right around the time he started dating that chick from Hollywood a couple years ago.
It changed when they drafted Jordan Love.
Okay,
that's true. Yeah.
I mean, prior to that, you never heard anything about this guy.
I thought you meant like his demeanor of just kind of how his press conference was.
He's always been Johnny Cool Guy.
Yeah.
He's always been
aloof a little bit.
Yeah, he's always been very aloof, and he's always been like he would rather be aloof during a very, right after the loss than say something stupid.
Yeah. Mm.
So, I mean, he's very worldly in that fact. He recently has changed his demeanor with regards to the Packers since they fucking screwed the pooch and since they drafted Love and the GM. Since Ted Thompson left and Brian Kukulcunt has been there.
Yeah, Kukulcunt.
Is where it starts.
A little shocking for sure. Definitely haven't, was hoping to have, nice week after the NFC Championship to enjoy the lead up and then start contemplating some things. So I haven't even let the moment really sink in yet.
I don't think that that's a bad or disrespect. I mean, it's been spun as disrespectful, prima donna. I don't think it's anything like that. I think the Packers have some obvious issues. He wants to be on a team that can win the Super Bowl. They've not built him that. I mean, let's just be honest. They built Tom Brady's Super Bowl team.
Yes.
They built it. They built it. Just like the guy, Brian Kukulcunt, who's not built that team around Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
They don't have his wide receiver locked up long term. In fact, that guy could go. They drafted his replacement 2 years ago without consulting him. Their special teams are last in the league. The number one tool for a quarterback, one of his most important tools, is his blind side tackle, his left tackle, right?
Yeah.
They screwed the. I mean, that guy hasn't been there in a year and a half.
Has Kukulcunt came out and said what his plans are? Why he's doing this?
No, he never talks.
He never talks. Kukulcunt just makes these moves, and let's not people are really not taking enough into consideration. I know the Packers inside and out even better than Brian Matroney, and the fact that Kukulcunt got rid of the person that caused the punt to be blocked was the long snapper. They blew right through him, and I don't know if that's where the – I don't think that's where the field goal block came from. I think it came from left side.
It did. It came from the left side.
All right. But the punt block, which scored immediately, which was 7 points or mm-hmm. six,
yeah.
came right up the middle.
Yep. He got blown
with up. A guy that he fucking just – he cut the two-year long snapper, who I don't think had any blocks on his tab.
I don't think he did.
And replaced him with some ass bucket that nobody knew about. And I mean, so this guy's a fucking ass bucket. And if you think that getting a first-round draft pick and a second-round draft pick for Aaron Rodgers is going to make you have the ability to have the next franchise quarterback. I mean, let's not forget the Packers have the luxury for the last 30 years, they've had a fucking stud for quarterback.
Yes.
Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. And in my opinion, I don't know, maybe Joe Montana, Steve Young. I can't think of the last time that a franchise transitioned in to from one fucking Hall of Famer to another. Your Hall of Famer is replaced with a Hall of Famer. Tell me the last time that happened in the league. I'm trying to think. I mean, who was Elway replaced with? Who was Jim Kelly replaced with? Who was Joe Montana replaced with?
Well, Joe Montana, Steve Young.
That's probably the last time. Joe Montana, they ship him to Kansas City for a couple first-rounders or whatever they got, and Steve Young was there ready to go. Well, I think we can admit that Jordan Love isn't fucking Steve Young.
No.
So, I mean, the fucking Packers have got... Now, don't you think, Lummy, that firing Gutekunst would be where they start with regards to repairing the relationship with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I think in the next couple of weeks, because, you know, everyone says this about Aaron Rodgers, but Brett Favre and all the great quarterbacks, once they lose, they all did the same thing.
Tom Brady did it.
Yeah.
Tom Brady did it to the Patriots.
Yep.
Joe Montana, one reason why they shipped him out of fucking, out of San Fran was because, you know, he was getting a little like, what the fuck's going on around here?
Yep.
When Walsh was gone and they were bringing in Seifert, head coaching-wise, Montana didn't like that. They shipped him out.
Yep.
So, Peyton Manning left Indy because of Indy wouldn't, give him the respect that he needed, right?
Pretty, yeah. They drafted a guy because he got hurt and they shipped him out.
He said, fuck you. I mean, look what the Patriots did with Garoppolo. Tom Brady's like, get this guy out of here. Fuck him.
Shipped him out.
So, I mean, it's not uncommon for NFL franchises to make changes based on having a Hall of Fame quality quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I can see that happening in the next couple weeks. Probably Aaron Rodgers is going to say, look, this is what I want, and if you're going to give it to me, and it maybe fire the GM or give me control, let me be...
I don't think give me control.
Like, I'm saying like
but
the
bring
draft.
Bring in a guy that considers my feelings... having now been in this locker room for 17 years, and let me have Tom Brady-type stroke. I mean, let's be honest. Tom Brady basically can do whatever the fuck he wants in at Tampa Bay, can he not?
Yes, he can.
Including telling the coach, I'm not – coach says, Tom, you're out. We're this game's meaningless. We want to rest you for the playoffs. Tom Brady says, no, I'm going to check back in for four plays because Gronk needs to hit his fucking bonus.
Yep.
And I'm going to go ahead and feed the ball to Gronk. Aaron Rodgers, starting left tackle, gone for the year. Aaron Rodgers, stud tight end, gone for the year. Aaron Rodgers, wide receiver core, a lot of them, a few of them, gone. His running back, gone. A.J. Dillon.
Yep.
His defense stepped the fuck up and did exactly there, but special teams caused 10 points. You got beat 13-10, right?
Yeah. And realistically,
we should have won the game 10-3.
Yeah, the one touchdown was the long snapper's fault.
Right.
Low snap and then getting blown up.
Aaron Jones decides to not step out of bounds on that big 75-yard yippee-yo. Has he stepped out of bounds, they'd have two timeouts left, and they wouldn't have had to fucking go up there and spike the ball. They would have saved 17 seconds. That's easily two plays to the end zone. What were they on the 25?
Yeah.
That's easily two shots. Boom, boom. That could have been 7 points instead of zero.
Yeah, blocked field goal.
And so I don't know, man. I think if you're the Green Bay Packers, if you think that Aaron Rodgers drew a definitive line in the sand in the offseason, I don't think that him and Gook and Cunt can coexist.
So if you had to make a prediction, what's Rodgers doing?
I think Rodgers is doing whatever the Packers do. If the Packers get rid of Gook and Cunt, he stays.
No, but do you think he'll go to them and say that? I mean, whether that'll come out or not, who knows? But
no, I don't. I don't think he'll do that. I think he'll go to Mark Murphy, who's the president of the team, and not demand that, but ask him instead, what are your off-season plans?
Gotcha.
If Mark Murphy says, well, you know, we're going to – Google Cunt is going to do his best in the draft.
Now,
move some people around. We're going to try to sign Devontae Adams to a long-term deal. When we sign him to a long-term deal, we'd like to commit to a long-term deal with you. Add another – you know, you could see them adding four – you know, a four-year deal.
Now, yeah. Is that something that they could talk themselves, or is it like an agent deal?
Oh, that's all agent.
Okay, so like – so
no, but like at the end of the day, they he'll talk – but Rodgers will go and talk to him.
Okay, so that the talk itself will happen, but like numbers-wise, agent does that. But like,
yeah.
But like that is something they can actually talk about?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm thinking.
Okay.
So I don't know, man. Lummy, what do you think? I think the Packers are rich in tradition where a player has never done this shit before. Well, Favre did it. Remember when Favre be like, I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
You know what? I ain't going to retire. I'm coming back. I don't want to fucking come back. I think I want to come back.
But they kept giving Favre what he wanted.
Right.
Until they pretty much shipped him off to the Jets.
But let's also not forget, they had Aaron Rodgers. You had Mark McCarthy that had seen Aaron Rodgers now for three years in practice, and they're like, this guy's got it. They've seen fucking Jordan Love 2 years in practice, and like, this guy ain't fucking got it.
Nope.
So since you don't have any fucking answer to his replacement, and draft picks are what, 50-50 at best?
Yeah.
At best? What the fuck? You get rid of the general manager. Sorry, Brian Gookle cunt. You're out of here. The fuck out of here.
I mean, I think Rodgers leaves unless
you do, don't you?
Yeah, unless the Packers really like turn the Tom Brady-ness on with him. But I don't think the Packers are going to do that. I think they're going to say, "Okay, good luck."
Really?
Yeah, I think they'll trade him,
and they're done. They're done.
Will you still be a fan of Aaron Rodgers if he leaves the Packers?
Yeah, I will. But then Brian. I mean, but then baby
Anna and Lummy.
Anna and Lummy, who do they? Adams is gone. Devontae Adams is gone.
Is totally gone.
Yeah.
Anna.
I'm just trying to.
Do you even know Adams' number, Anna?
I don't know. 104. I don't know, Bubba. I don't know anything about football. I've been sitting here listening to Packer talk and Bucks talk. I'm trying to.
104.
Trying to contribute to the conversation. I can't do shit.
Tom Brady. His quest
just for Jimmy Garoppolo is hot. That's all I know.
The Bucks continue to
look at that.
Oh, yeah. Look at that square jaw.
I mean, tell me that ain't hot.
Around. Brady's won an NFL record 7 Super Bowls in his career, the first 6 coming in New England. He's 44 years old, and in the past, he's talked about playing until age 45 or beyond. So, Adam, what are you hearing this morning about Brady's future after this season?
Well, both Jeff Dorrington and I have been told that Tom wants to take some time after the season, weeks, to make a decision about what he wants to do. He knows the sacrifice that goes into each and every year of playing. And he's done this at such a high level for such a long period of time, Jay, that it's almost as if we all expect that every year Tom Brady is just going to return like back to school. It'll just be
I will tell you this. Do you know the kind of money he could get to be a color commentator?
Oh, God.
I mean, if you
like somebody else is doing, you mean?
Yeah. No, like, you know, Troy Aikman has established, Tony Romo.
Well, you know, they're talking about Troy Aikman may go to Amazon.
What do you mean?
Because Amazon's kind of taken over a lot of the.
They're paying a lot now for shipping, so he's going to just deliver. He's going to deliver.
No, they're gonna start putting games on Amazon.
Yeah,
and Troy Aikman may go over there as their like lead. So they're talking about having to fill someone with Troy Aikman.
Where's the Thursday games at now?
It's going to be on Amazon.
Oh, it's going to be on Amazon.
Yeah, because like they showed on Twitch.
So is Aikman's deal up with Fox?
Yeah.
No, but did you see who's going to be calling the shots now in the NASCAR booth?
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah.
Now, is it only a one-time?
I couldn't tell. They didn't really say.
To me, it looked like it was this clash only.
No, it's 500 as well.
And the 500.
Yeah.
But just is that the only two they've committed to? Do they say year all year?
They didn't. So I kind of looked for it the other day. I didn't really see. They just mentioned those two races, but I'm willing to bet they're going to kind of see how it goes. But
does anybody remember when I told Eddie the Godfather?
Oh, a million years ago, before he had his radio show.
I won't get credit for any of that, though.
No.
I'm the one that got Tony his radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And then during that, I'm like, hey, you know what? When he retires, he needs to be on TV and continue the brand. And Godfather was like, oh, you know, I don't know if he'd ever want to do that.
I'm willing to bet the deal is, hey, look, if you do decent, we'll keep you for the rest of the year, but we want to check before we sign you because you've got nothing to prove.
It's a $5 or $6 million deal, though.
Oh, yeah.
I know that for a fact.
Another version of that. But at some point in time...
I'm going to text the Godfather today and see if I can get some inside.
At the age of 44, that's not going to happen. And this is clearly a time...
Now, Lummy, does the Bucks assistant coaches all get picked out? Are they out?
Like, I think Leftwich is out. I think Bull stays because of his kids here. But I think Leftwich goes to Jacksonville. The Jaguars, yeah.
And how much does that affect Brady's decision?
I don't think a lot because I think Brady actually likes calling his own plays. You can tell when he does. He does
it
in the huddle.
How about Arians? Do you think Arians is over it?
No, Arians already said he's coming back.
When this season is done, Tom Brady's going to take some time, mull his decision, talk with his family.
He's not
going to
mow his lawn, I'll tell you that.
See how his body's feeling. Take any number of factors into consideration. But the idea has occurred to people within the organization that this could be Tom Brady's last postseason. Today, if they don't win, could be his last NFL game. And there hasn't been a lot
now,
of...
Multiply the fact that Tom Brady feels like he got kind of fucked.
Yep.
Like, you
not
know.
Not in a good way.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, hey, man, you know, at the end of the league showed me what the fuck they thought about me. Fuck this.
Chatter about it up until now.
I mean, they should be, you know, I mean, he's certainly on the Mount Rushmore of all-time quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
And he might be on the Mount Rushmore of all-time NFL. Period.
Period.
And how the fuck do you treat a guy like that?
Like shit.
But the fact of the matter is when you're 44, that's probably a reality every year, and Tom's going to take some time after the season to make that decision as well, Jay.
Adam, I want to ask you about Tom Brady, his quest for back-to-backs.
Yeah, it looks like...
what do you think happens here? You're as hardcore of a buck as I am a pack.
I think Arians comes back. I think I think Tom Brady takes time off. He's going to miss football. I think he'll restructure his deal. Gronk will come back.
So you're saying Tom Brady won't play next year?
No, I think he restructures his contract. He comes back.
No, no.
What do you mean by taking time off? Just
like taking time off to think about it.
Okay.
And then I think he's going to restructure it. They're going to bring Gronk back. I think they're going to try to work Godwin or try to get like a Davante Adams in free agency.
Now, can you imagine if they could get Davante Adams?
Oh, God, yeah.
So
I mean,
because
Davante Adams would be like, man, I don't know if fucking, you know, me and Rodgers can, I don't know if a team can absorb. Because any team that takes Rodgers is not going to take him for 1 year. They're going to lock him up to a 4-year, 5-year deal, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 42, 43, easy.
Yeah. So with that, you know, they're like, and with that, I mean, Rodgers may tell a team, you got to bring in Davante. They may not be able to do that, which, you know, intensifies his ability to possibly stay as a Packer. But the Packers need to know that the only way he stays is they get rid of Gukulkunt.
Yeah.
Anna, you sent this to me now. Is this a man?
No, it's a...
They're not.
So,
it's not. He's not. It's not. They are non-binary.
Hold on. The person on the left is a female.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
Has less chest than Anna.
I know.
Well, she was born a female. She is a female. Always has been a female.
But
the one on the right was born a male, but does not identify as a male anymore.
He's non-binary. But
he's non-binary.
What does that mean?
You refer to that person as a they.
Can I be that?
You can.
I don't know if you can jump that high.
Can I be that and start and keep fucking?
Clems can't skate. Remember.
True, but can I be a non-binary and still fuck girls?
Sure,
yeah,
why not?
He can still do whatever. I mean,
he's just not a boy.
No, it's not a he. He's not a he. It's a
they is not a guy.
They can do whatever they like.
Well, that's the kind of shit I want. I want to be able to roll around, do what I like,
right,
but still fuck girls.
So you're a they?
So you want to be a they?
Why not? There seems like there's no disadvantages to being a they at all. If you can still fuck women, if you can still fuck.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't understand. What's
I can't
the
do everything. Like, as a man, I can't do whatever I want.
And you can eat for two because you're they.
Mm-hmm.
I already eat for two.
Now you can do it legally.
What are the tax write-off now? What are the advantages of being a they compared to a he or a her?
Because you don't have to pigeonhole yourself into being a guy or a girl.
Right,
you can just enjoy whatever.
Right. So they are able to wear the traditional men's or the traditional women's uniform for skating.
Even if your balls are hanging out.
Yeah, they can do whatever they like.
You like that?
I'm so confused.
It's okay.
What's wrong, Lummy?
They can have a beard and breasts.
Right.
And balls.
and fuck girls. Fuck
girls. Well, right? They could, yes.
They could fuck girls or boys or other theybies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you and have wear two, sparkles.
Yes, seems like two theys could fuck.
But what I'm saying is, if you're a they,
yeah,
which is a man who does not...
Well, it could be anything.
Well, but in this particular incident, it's a man who has he has a penis.
They were born a man.
All right. This individual has a penis, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So they, who's neither boy nor girl...
Correct.
...can fuck whatever they want to.
Absolutely. Yes.
And it not be uncool.
Yeah. Right.
You ever notice, I think you can fuck anybody now and they can't make fun of you. You can fuck anything except kids and animals.
Right. I mean, the only thing gross these days is when a male fucks a female, I think is...
No, you're incorrect. It's when a white male fucks a female.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I stand corrected.
Well, that's all we are.
Gross. Hold on. So you're saying that the category that we're in...
We're fucked, Bubba.
Is the gross category?
Yes.
Hi, I'm a man. I like to fuck hot chicks.
Yes.
Over 18.
You are disgusting.
Now
I'm disgusting.
Yeah, you're gross.
What a bad guy. Hey, why? Why is he a bad guy? Because he's a man and he likes
white man. A white man.
Because he's a white man who likes to fuck white women.
Or any women, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, I have... You know what? I have fucked a lot of white women, but I would like to... What are you if you're a guy and you've only fucked white women, but you want to fuck some other types of women?
A guy?
Racist.
Why would I be? No. Why would I be racist?
You're trying to.
I'm trying to. It's not like they go, hey, Bubba, you want to fuck a black girl? I'm like, ew. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Right.
Oh, can you get me one? What's that guy? Disgusting, pathetic, washed up.
Loser.
Yeah, you got to change yourself to a they.
Right.
And you identify yourself as like a orange person.
What?
Orange? Mm-hmm.
Like if you're white, you got to be anything besides that.
You know, our world is so fucked up. It is open season on white men.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had white pizza? It's super good.
The proven technique to fall asleep in exactly 2 minutes after closing your eyes. It's mind-blowing.
So is this that same person?
Yes, it is. It looks like...
I don't know what... this guy here says he's got a military technique.
No, Bubba, that's a they. It's a they.
It is?
Yes.
For that real. Was actually born yes. a female.
It's a they.
Oh, wait, what?
This is fucking me up.
Wait, hold on.
You're not a male. It's a they.
Now, do you know for a fact that this person telling me this story is non-binary?
Got her tits cut off.
Okay, so then that's a him.
Oh.
That's a he.
That's a he now.
What? Yes, that's a he.
No.
That is
a he now.
Right.
It's stock issued equipment,
but
it's not.
Right, but it's not a they. That's a he.
Hold on, but what if you call him they? Is that
that's
bad?
Wrong. Probably,
it's improper.
Yeah, you're like,
what the fuck? How are you supposed to know who to call they?
He's not.
I don't understand why you don't understand this.
Let me, this is so clear. What's wrong with you?
Bubba, who do you call they, and who do you call him or her or she or what?
Stop being a bigot! You stupid buffalo head bigot!
Hey, I don't appreciate that.
Let me, it's whatever they would like to be called.
Bubba, we're so fucked.
Bubba?
Well, Lummy, what pronouns would you like to use, Lummy?
I want to hear this two-minute technique that you can fall asleep with this person.
Here's how you can do it, too.
I will tell you this, that this person here who was issued women's standard equipment when it was born and is now transitioning over to a man is doing a good job.
Yes. Nice eyebrows.
No, I'm just saying, like, this looks like, I mean, like, I feel like I feel like there's kind of a feminine man talking to me. So I think that this person's nailing what it's trying to do.
Yes, he is.
Okay, perfect.
Guys, it's mind-blowing.
I don't think anybody could take what I just said in a bad way either.
No.
I'm saying this person's pulling off what it's trying to pull off.
And this guy, if it comes in military techniques, this guy knows military techniques.
Exactly.
I mean,
2 minutes after closing
When I think of Army, this is what I think of.
Navy. Air Force. Army.
Be all you can be.
Sleep in exactly 2 minutes after closing your eyes. It's mind-blowing.
Here's how you half hour
can
prior.
Do it too. Now, this technique was developed in the military to allow soldiers to fall asleep at any time, any place, even on the battlefield when the environment is extremely uncomfortable and there's a lot of noise happening.
All right, well, tell me how to do it.
I can't wait to hear this.
I'm doing it in a minute.
It's really revolutionary
for a soldier
stuff, guys.
Is crucial. Now, according to my research, this was developed mainly for fighter pilots, who need 100% of their reflexes and focus, which we all know decreases with the lack of sleep. So here's the technique that they use, and it's quite simple.
Yeah.
First, you need to calm your body and systematically relax and shut down each part of your body from head to toe, literally. Start by relaxing the muscles in your forehead. Relax your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, and focus on your breathing. Now go down to your neck and your shoulders. Make sure your shoulders are not tensed up. Drop them as low as you can and keep your arms loose to your side, including your hands and fingers. Imagine this warm sensation going from your head all the way down to your
hydrogen peroxide.
How about some head?
Right.
You can get that in Afghanistan with only guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Now take a deep breath.
Sure, if you looked hard enough, you could.
Or don't look at all.
Yeah, don't look at all.
And slowly exhale.
I'm sure there's an 8-year-old running around you could use.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
You didn't know that? You didn't know that?
What the hell?
Anna, we
The Bubba the Love Sponge Show practices healing through humor, consisting of hyperbolic statements and parody on the backside, including the use of disclaimers to cover their collective asses.
Well, I hate to break your hearts, assholes, but that's who we were supporting during the war. We were giving all this equipment and resources to these friggin' farmers and nomad shepherds that were fucking boys. Surprise!
I wish she was wrong.
We're talking about the military, not fucking shepherd fuckers.
U.S. military, not Afghan shepherd fuckers.
Yeah.
Get your context right, what we're speaking about.
Stomach down to your thighs.
He didn't say this is for Afghan shepherd fuckers.
Well, to be fair, the jet they showed for fighter pilots was a Russian jet.
Knees, legs,
an idiot.
And feet. Again, imagine this warm sensation going down from your heart all the way to your toes. Now, while you're doing this, it's really important to clear your mind of any stresses. To do this, think of two scenarios. One, you're lying in a canoe on a calm lake with nothing but a clear blue sky.
There you go, Bubba.
Two, you're lying in a black velvet hammock.
And pretend they can hold you 500 pounds.
At any time.
What?
Time when you start thinking of anything else or you start getting distracted, repeat these words for 10 seconds.
Oh, these are the words, guys.
These are the words. Ready?
Here's the words.
Ready?
You're supposed to.
Don't think. Don't think. Don't think. So that's the technique.
That's what Lummy uses, you know, in life.
That's his motto in life.
Oh, my God.
It's for 10 seconds.
I'm going to try it tonight.
Don't Lummy, why are you not sleeping?
Don't think.
Don't think.
Don't think. So that.
Although that's that fucking chick's hot as shit.
That's the
Why
technique.
Is she the You're one covered up?
I don't know.
Yeah,
the dude has no covers.
Guy.
Her, they got all covered up.
Like to see her titties.
Exactly.
Every night for 6 weeks. 96% of people who master this technique are actually able to fall asleep within 2 minutes of shutting their eyes.
Full makeup on.
I find it super interesting.
Oh,
I did not invent this technique, but I'm definitely going
to... Some guy you might want to be muntied up
on. Start making out with the guy.
Try it out. Let me know if you're on board as well.
He's like, don't think.
Lummy, you're supposed to fucking totally relax. Think that you're in a lake in a canoe.
That's sinking.
Think that you're in a fucking hammock.
That broke.
And you're supposed to
Don't think. Don't think.
And say.
Oh, no, he's yawning. It's working.
Don't think.
Don't think.
Don't think. Don't think.
But I'm thinking.
But I'm thinking about don't thinking. Like, I'm thinking about what I'm supposed to be saying. So that's fucked up.
Yeah. Have you ever meditated?
Yes, I used to.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, real.
I'm impressed.
I would like the... I picked it up from Howard. I don't know if I do it right.
No, I think it...
Yeah, Howard does TM.
I don't know what that means.
Transcendental meditation.
I don't know what that... I used to lay in my recliner at the other studios, and like for the last 45 minutes before I had to go on the air, I would completely black out the room and lay there. Sometimes I jack off.
Still counts.
You know, but I would just rub my penis.
That's nice, too.
Through my pants.
Oh.
Until I got it hard and then soft again.
Okay.
And then, you know, go. And then they'd be like, hey, Bubba, at 10 till they'd come get me to get into the studios.
So you were edging then?
I don't know if I was edging. I didn't rub my penis every time. Sometimes I would just like, you know, rub it.
Don't think. Don't think.
No, don't think. Don't think.
Even Yana's yelling or yawning now.
Because I hear him yawn. It makes me yawn.
I got such a absolute jam-packed full of next 3 weeks.
When's the next time you're going to the track?
Friday.
Okay.
And then I'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be back Wednesday.
No.
Back to work on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to take Wednesday off too.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
Oh, I can't. Because my races are Monday and Tuesday. Fuck. I can almost work. I can't work. Blitz having a show Monday and Tuesday. That means the show's going to rate. I mean, the race is going to go late. Yeah, but fuck it. I got to get back to work.
Mm-hmm.
I can only take 2 days off. So I'll take Monday and Tuesday off, and then I'll be here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Thursday.
Then we're both all taking Friday, and then yep. I take that. I don't fucking.
All
I really don't
Friday
know. I really don't know.
What is it, the 12th?
The 11th.
Blitz 11th. Knows these dates. I went down
yep.
with them earlier. Don't think.
And then don't forget the Monday the 7th is the giant French fry air fryer challenge.
Lummy, I'm really worried about my Packers, and you should be. Well, yeah, I don't think you have as much to worry about.
There's nothing to worry about right now.
It's over.
Lummy, what are you fucked if Brady doesn't come back?
Yeah, we're fucked.
What do we? Yeah,
we just rely on Kyle. We try to get a free agent or quarterback to trade for.
Do you think there's any kind of like health issue? Because like literally like the past like week, all of a sudden it was like Brady's not going to come back, and that was before the loss. Like there was a lot of talk, and like they said it was started by him basically saying, "Oh, you know, I don't know if I want to play. I got to start. You know, I need to spend time with my family."
Now he cares about his family.
Right.
Why does he care now?
He's always cared about his family.
Yeah,
did you see the broadcast at all on me where they showed Giselle in the box?
No.
She looked hot.
Yeah, but like the one time they showed her in the box, she grabbed a chocolate bar, looked at the back of it, and then started eating it, and then noticed she was on camera and kind of hid.
You know who was at the Bucks game? Cole.
Who?
Cole from
Yellowstone.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
So, he's a big Bucks fan now, I guess.
You mean, you're talking about...
He goes to a lot of the games.
His first name is really Cole. Yeah, sorry. That's his real name, Cole. That's what they put...
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm up as. Sorry.
I know, but like, does he live here?
He has a house in Sarasota.
How do you know?
Because it's on the internet.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
He goes to almost every game.
Yeah, he goes to almost every game now.
Yeah.
Well, there's no more games.
Not anymore. Yeah. But he's been to a lot of them this year.
I'd love to go meet that motherfucker. I heard he ain't near as rugged in real life as he is on the show.
Well, his family's worth a lot of money.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well,
money?
His mom was married to the guy that started Warner Brothers.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Or his mom, his dad is the Warner Brothers guy.
Now, Anna, have you watched any Ozark?
Yes, I've watched the first three episodes of season four.
I watched season one this weekend.
What did you think about it?
I like it.
Season one's good. So
put it
season
over,
two.
Ho.
I like it.
I like season two, I think, the best.
Yeah, when they, yeah.
You didn't think season three was good?
Season three was good, too. I mean, the ending was like.
Now, Anna, I'm gonna start watching Ozark tonight.
Okay. Well, don't watch, like, too many episodes.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because I'm freaked out that you're going to fuck it up for me, so I'm, like, trying to race you.
I know. I watched 10 episodes this weekend, just so I'm, like, hopefully I can catch up before Bubba spoils it.
How many are you into season four? Three?
Yes.
All right, I'm
going to watch another one tonight, so don't get any ideas.
They've only released four
it.
Episodes.
Well, yes, there's only four episodes.
So you're going to be fine. Jesus, shut the fuck up. You're like, Blitz, you're mad about something that's never going to happen.
Yeah, you're right.
How many episodes did they release?
I thought they only released three.
I think on this current season, which is season four, they've released four.
Yeah, it's just four. That's it.
Is that all there is?
I think someone's lying. I think someone might be. I don't know about that.
When does Billions start?
Yeah, Billions. Talk about
Wait,
Billions.
Wait, do they release more?
Yeah, they did.
No.
Yeah,
oh,
they shit. They have up to seven now.
Yeah, they released all of them.
I swear to God, if you go watch seven episodes tonight, you
Bubba, they have all seven out.
Uh-huh.
I don't got that kind of time.
Okay.
No kidding. Because they're hour episodes.
Sometimes longer.
Mm-hmm.
I may get three in tonight. I might try to catch up with you. How many total?
Now, dangerous game, Anna.
How many total episodes are out?
Seven.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get me. I'd get a couple in today if I was you.
I am. Now, I am. I'm literally racing home so I can stop watching.
How's my girl?
She's doing so fucking good.
Rosie.
What the hell?
Reagan?
No.
Are you on drugs?
Rosie's from Ozark.
The girl Rosie from Ozark.
It's Ruth!
Ruthie.
Oh,
it's Ruthie.
Anna, it's been a minute since I fucking watched. It's been over a year.
Yeah, it's been a year and a half between episodes.
Yeah, so suck my dick, bitch.
Yeah, suck his dick, bitch.
You know who I was talking about.
New hype guy.
Ruthie.
Ruthie.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
Is she okay? Is she doing good?
She's good.
I'm just going to ask you some general questions.
Yeah,
she
go
good?
Ahead.
She good?
She good. She good.
How about Marty and the wife and the kids? They good?
Not so much.
Good. Don't spoil it.
Jesus Christ,
I'm
Anna.
I'm not watching any more of this.
Yeah, fucking
it.
Ruined it for us.
I didn't say anything.
No, you just said that shit.
Obviously, there's some problems. That's how a show is made. You have to solve the problems.
Right.
Idiots.
I don't know about that one.
All right.
But that's all.
Am I going to be like, holy shit, this is pretty good?
How's my girl Charlotte doing? That's all I need to care. That's all I care about. She doing all right?
Yeah, she's good.
Who's Charlotte?
The daughter
that's kicking it out wide.
She's got a strong jaw.
Did I not tell you'd like
her?
Yeah,
she does.
Yeah.
Did I not tell you you'd like her?
Yeah.
Young as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she play a high school senior in it?
Yeah, but she's a little bit older now. She looks good.
Really?
She looks good and mature. You know what I mean?
Not nearly as hot as my fucking 1883 girl.
No, oh, not at all.
God,
close.
I got a pre-bone thinking about that.
The 15-year-old?
No, but
in the show?
No, but she's like 17 in the show.
Yeah, she's 17
in
the show.
She's 17 in the show, and
like
she's 22
in
real
life. Yeah.
She's 18 now in the show.
She's 18
on
the show.
Wonderful.
She's 18 on the show, and she's 22 in real life. That is, I can jack all, I mean, like, fuck, no problem.
Yeah,
no
legal.
Problems.
That's a legal jacket.
Yeah.
Isabel May?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, she's 21.
So fucking hot.
But would you ever bang anyone with a southern accent?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
I did and have and would and would like some more.
What kind of question is that? Would you bang someone with a southern
accent?
No,
I said have you.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah.
Blitz, remember, hey, babe?
You banged him?
No, not Denzel.
Oh.
Don't you remember Hey Babe from fucking
yes.
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
The blonde?
Is it the pictures?
Hey Babe.
Oh.
It's not Denzel either.
She missing some teeth?
No, I found a picture of her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have blonde tips with a Budweiser fucking racing uniform.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh, no, no,
oh,
no,
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 no, no. No, I'm not going to publicly. I just still wish I would get my pictures back from
Blitz.
Yeah.
Pizza yeah, I can find
them. You know where they're at.
He knows where they're at. He's jacking off to them.
he's giving her, he's giving that girl fucking what do they call it, facial
tribute. I give her a tribute. That's why this, that's why they're all stuck together.
I'm sure.
He's trying to get them remade.
Think anybody's ever? You think anybody's ever? You think any?
I have tributed to you. Yes.
No.
Oh, sorry. Mm.
Do you think there's been any girls that have tributed to us?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you. I know one just for Blitz.
Who?
I can't name her
name. There's two.
Blitz knows, though.
There's two of them.
Were they a barb?
She's always in Facebook.
Yeah, they're always in the chat.
For real?
Yeah.
That they've tributed to you?
Yeah.
Meaning they've masturbated to pictures of you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Lummy, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, then, yeah. They talk about it in the chat. Yeah.
Then Lummy, you must say.
I don't want to give her name out.
No, I don't give a fuck. No, hold on. Since when we care about Blitz, I'm giving you a drink.
You could text it to him. Like, you can tell him who it is. Just, you know, they're like Beetlejuice. Say the name three times, they might appear.
Let me text it to me.
Yes, sir.
And now has she
either of them? I don't care.
Has she?
Can I get texted as well?
Has she made it? Like, does she publicly know? I mean, does she publicly say, "Yeah, I."
Yes, she does, and she's put it out there pretty much saying.
I don't even know who either one of these girls are.
Oh, you don't? Oh,
they're in the chat.
Chat all the time on Facebook. And they're like, "Oh God, Blitz looks so good."
Mm-hmm.
I just. You know, when you talk about jet skiing, they're like, I jet skied to Blitz.
They diddle themselves?
Yes.
I bet you nobody's diddles to me anymore.
I do.
Oh, I
we all do.
Oh,
I go home and I diddle to you.
Mm-hmm. No, you do not, Anna.
Yeah, I do.
Just pulling my leg.
And something else.
Well, I'm sure more people diddle to you than Blitz.
Oh, I bet not. I'm not even trying to live in that world. I'm not even trying to think that would be a possibility. I'm not even mad about it. Like, I'm, you got to be a realist at certain point. I mean, I'm getting old as fuck.
Yeah, but you're looking good. I could tell you probably went to the gym.
Yeah. So, you're going to look like Vince McMahon before too long.
Shut. Enough of the bullshit.
Wait, that was Lummy that said that.
All right. I think this has gone long enough. I got to go home and take a nap. I'm tired. Tyler's got East Bay today.
I hear the car started up outside.
Oh, did he? Is he?
He's working on it here.
Oh yeah, I think he's loading it. He's going to load it up here on the trailer here.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Lummy, it fell off the ramps yesterday,
oh,
so
I might
need you here to, in case it falls, for it to land on, you know, for you to do something.
For it to land on you.
For you to do something. You're the strongest man. God, you're so fucking strong.
Thank you, Bubba. Yes,
I'm strong.
Bubba, did you see that news story over the weekend though?
What?
About how strong you are?
Yes, I just sent it to you.
What news story?
What happened?
There's so much shit going on that I can't talk about that I wish I could.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
One chip, social media challenge, puts three teens in hospital.
Why didn't we talk about this on the show?
I just got the fucking thing like five minutes ago.
Okay.
That's the only reason that's why I said it. Someone just sent it to me.
Yeah, they're trying to make you feel good about yourself.
Actually, yes, they are.
Who's your wife?
They said you're not such a pussy after all.
Well, let's see here. Hold on here.
My pussy.
You're not a pussy, but...
It is crazy.
Another social media challenge gone wrong.
A lot of kids follow their peers, so even if they don't know what it is, they don't know the consequence.
It's me.
The deal created by chip company Pocky asked people to eat a single chip covered in hot sauce and peppers, concerning parents.
I don't know about the other kids. Sometimes there's, like, I dare you to do this, and that's the problem. I know my son... I believe he wouldn't do that, but who knows?
At least nine students from
this newscaster is stupid.
Home of the Flames took the
It's got the interviewer on the left channel and the other person on the right channel.
Fiery challenge and got sick, sending three of them to the hospital last week.
Yeah, but Lummy, I guarantee they went to the hospital and just got like some, you know, flushed out. They didn't have to have full blown stainless steel hinges put into their fucking, you know, throat like
that
you
makes
did.
You more of a man.
Or more of a pussy.
We need to watch our kids more. It's kind of dumb, because
fuck
there are better
bitch.
Ways to entertain yourself.
The chip is made with Carolina Reapers and scorpion peppers.
Not even that hot.
Those two peppers have been rated as high as 2 million Scoville units, and jalapeno is somewhere around 5,000, so they're about 400 times hotter than a jalapeno.
So what kind of symptoms could people experience from the challenge? We're getting answers with Marshall Medical Doctor Brett Christensen.
Throughout your digestive tract, you may feel burning and pain, and
there
it can
go,
be
Lummy.
Pretty severe after a short time.
Doesn't say anything about tearing it.
Mm-mm. About needing staples.
Or drinking a gallon of milk with a repuke, regurge, and a gallon of staple chasers.
Similar to a reaction like an asthmatic might have.
Yeah, asthma is one thing, getting your... I mean, Lemmy, you really couldn't have fucked your, you know, it's not, it's nobody's fault except your own.
I know, it's my fault.
Paper esophagus.
Yeah.
And if they have persistent vomiting, they could need IV hydration.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
Hold on, IV hydration. Lemmy would have died. Lemmy would have said, man, if all I needed was IV bullshit, that would have been like about $7,000 savings.
Yeah, exactly.
The Lodi Flames taking on a flaming hot challenge. Ooh. The district is looking to extinguish.
So we do not want them to have those chips on campus, and we don't want them engaging in this kind of challenge.
What? What is she got? A fucking...
a diaper. Chin diaper.
She does.
I like it.
Although in her nerd kind of way, I mean, if this girl is over 18, if she is over 18.
Oh, she's a principal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If this bitch
is over, right over the desk.
Yeah. Right over the fucking desk. Mm-hmm.
Give me an A, bitch.
Paddle her.
Oh, hey.
Paddle that hoe.
Give me an A, bitch. Let me, did you ever fuck a teacher?
No. Like, my teachers? No.
He was homeschooled.
Hold on, you.
And yes.
Like, none of my teachers.
Your aunt doesn't count, let me.
Yeah, none of my teachers, no.
Hold on.
I was the ugly duckling.
But you fucked a teacher before? Because you kind of hesitated there.
Well, no, I was thinking about, like, what you actually meant. But no, I've never fucked, like, a teacher.
Me either.
I'm sorry.
Mrs. Smith. Her name was Mrs. There was a couple over my tenure and middle school and high school that I wanted to fuck, but I didn't never have a chance.
Did you know anyone that did fuck the teacher?
No.
Oh.
No.
Maybe like a Larry Plummer would have fucked one.
No, Larry was fucking Tanya.
Man, like elementary school, like I had a couple of like decent looking teachers, but then I didn't care. But high school, I don't think there was any good looking teachers in the entire school.
Yeah, when you're that's what they do. They put kind of the cute ones in elementary school because kids don't know about fucking.
Right.
Like when you're in fifth grade, you don't know about fucking.
You're trying to fuck your teacher when you're in fifth grade.
No, you know, I don't even think that you start jacking off till like eighth grade,
Seventh grade, yeah.
Yeah,
grade.
About that, yeah.
I started jacking it in seven.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Anna, when did you start rubbing your sniz?
Seventh grade. I was 12.
And who did you rub to?
I read a book and there was like an erotic chapter. I think it was chapter 7, The Astronaut's Wife. And they have sex. What? And I was like really aroused.
Now, do you think that is there a little bit of, you know, bi in that scenario?
Huh?
Is there a little bit of bi?
No, it was just like a couple having sex, but they were really graphic about it. And I remember rubbing my sniz to it and being really confused because all these new feelings, you know, going through puberty.
So you rubbed your sniz,
yeah,
and then how good it felt kind of freaked you out.
Yeah, because I think I did have an orgasm, and then I was like, what the hell? What's that?
Yeah,
you hit this new button.
The first time,
fuck is that?
Right.
But
it
not
scares
like,
you.
But not like guys. Guys hit that button, and that's all the fuck they want to do.
Yeah, guys.
Exactly. Yeah, speak for yourselves. I was a horny little virgin.
Now, how often, when you weren't, like, listen, when we were jacking, we would literally jack 2 or 3 times a day when we first discovered jacking.
Yeah, for the first.
I've done, like, 7 once.
Where's this Anna at?
What?
Just like the Anna that 7? Came to the barp party. Oh, why can't we get that with a 7 fucking wax my sniz chaser?
What the hell?
I swear to God. I think my max is 6 or 7
that
in
you
a day.
Came 7 times
I think
in one
so.
Day?
I don't think I had a lot going on that day.
Now, what's the most you've ever come through, you know, vaginal intercourse with a guy?
Like one per session.
That's it?
Yeah. Because I'm like... I'm kind of a lazy fucker.
Dead fish. Starfish, a dead fish it up.
So you kind of dead fish it up a little bit?
No, but like,
not
you know,
the smell, but the action.
No. I mean, like, you know, I get my party and then I'm like, okay.
You can say come. You're on the podcast. I come. It's so much more effective.
I don't like
we only say party because we're constrained by terrestrial deals.
Honestly,
but here,
you can.
I mean, I get my nut.
I squirted across the room, fine.
With my pussy.
I like for you to say, you know, I get my nut.
Say it. I got my nut from my pussy.
I get my nut.
I flicked my bean.
I get my nut, and then I kind of get real tired.
My jacket hit the guy in the fucking eyeball.
Lemmy, is that Warren G?
Yeah, it's Warren G.
Sorry.
We're in the
Anna,
podcast.
You get your nut, and then what?
I got a nut.
It's so hot, her saying it. Say it one
my
time.
Squirt hit the ceiling fan.
I got a nut.
Yeah? You get your nut, then what?
And then I'm fucking done. I'm tired. And then I want a snack, and I want to relax.
How about Reagan? I mean, like, do you guys ever talk
about... Yeah, how many times did you nut with her?
No, but I'm sure you guys kind of talk about your nut, like...
Yeah,
the way
between
you...
making out.
How many times did the poor man together. Wayne Gretzky
for the fucking pillow
nut.
Fights?
No, but like what I'm saying is, like...
How many goals did he score on her?
Do you guys think that you guys are ever in each other's room and you guys are both doing the same thing, you just don't want to talk about it?
Oh, you mean like masturbating?
Yeah, like she's getting her nut, you're getting your nut, but you guys...
We're not sisters?
You text her like, hey, I'm on number five today. How about you, hun?
I think that, but
we
I would
don't
think,
really have that relationship.
I would think that she probably gets more than you. Like, she's kind of a couple nutter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think she nuts more than me, but yeah. I'm a one nut and done kind of, you know, I need a break.
Reagan likes a party. Like,
but how long of a break do you need?
I mean, not that
long.
A week or two. I mean, do you need 30 minutes? Do you need an hour? What do you need?
I mean, I'm good unless someone starts doing something again. Like, I'm good for like the day.
Wow. Yeah.
And then I'm ready to eat a snack and watch some TV.
But how about you, Bubba?
Yeah, but I'm 50 fucking five, buddy.
Yeah, and Bubba's been
experiencing. When I was 30.
Okay, so when you were like 40, like Anna, like
no, Anna's 30. Anna's 34, gonna be 35. When I was 34, I was doing 4 days.
Damn.
I was fucking three different chicks a day.
Holy fuck.
I don't think I could do that.
34 would have been
tired.
What? 1966. 1966 plus 34. That's 2000. That's year 2000, Blitz.
Oh,
and you
fucking,
know.
You're on the top at 98 Rock. You're fucking 19 chicks a day.
Yeah, I mean, I was fucking three chicks a day.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Tyler just said, Jesus Christ.
You're supposed to be cranking on your car, Jesus.
I thought you were still working on
he
your race car.
He just came in a minute ago. He goes, Jesus Christ.
Tyler, you know, I've led a very adventurous life, and I've been on, you know, I was a big-time fucking real famous guy. I'm sorry, buddy. That's what rock stars do.
I get it.
I mean.
They fuck a lot.
Why did I feel like I was an outsider yesterday when I joined you and Ace working on your car? Why did I feel like an outsider?
Did they push you out?
No, but I just felt it was a little uncomfortable. I felt as if you guys didn't want me there.
They didn't want you wrenching on it?
No.
Were you pilled up?
No, I wasn't pilled up.
Maybe you were like stumbling all over the place.
No, I wasn't.
Falling asleep.
And Tyler, you can fuck off, buddy, because that lift is exactly what you needed to make life a lot easier on you, was it not?
Yes.
All right, then.
Tyler remembers what you did to his Fiesta.
Focus.
Now, Tyler, have we not determined that what I did, are you man enough to say that I didn't have anything to do with that?
That is correct.
I don't believe that guy, Daddy. How much you pay him?
That guy's a Ford technician that's on the payroll of Clem Racing Incorporated, Daddy. Anyway, did you just load your car up?
I got it pulled up to the trailer, ready to go.
You need me to lift it up on the trailer for you?
Is the trailer hooked up to the truck?
Yes.
And I got to think that you probably would need me and Lummy out there to help.
Correct.
Because those ramps are suspect at best.
Yeah.
Don't go throwing the ramps around, though.
Yeah, but those ramps already broke. The ramps are on their final leg.
I know, I heard.
But Blitz, I mean, Tyler, we can still... As long as you put the meat of that ramp up on there, we can still get it up there. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, we should be fine.
And Lummy holding the back end, helping walk it up, will work too.
Yep.
Lummy, I love you for all the I could never have Anna do this. Blitz could help me.
Oh,
Blitz.
Anna would lift that car right up.
Anna's afraid.
It's too cold outside. I can't go out there. I gotta find the sun.
How's old Gus running? People said I fucked it up
fucking
too.
Fucking amazing. Never better.
Saved you 65 clicks.
Holy
Thank
shit.
You so much.
On your fucking deal, lubed your, I mean, whatever,
lubed
rotated
me
your
up,
tighter.
Changed my fluids.
I did.
Pumped up my tires.
And Blitz, I will never make the mistake of not going out and torquing her fucking deals to 76.
Yeah, torque on my car.
Nelson's. The next time, I'll tell you what, the next time we change your oil, I may not share it with you guys. I was just trying to give you some content, and everybody was like, no, I mean, I'll still do it.
Every time we talk about it, they go, oh, well, her lug nuts, no matter how much you torque them down, they're going to fall off because you sprayed them with lube. We never supposed to spray them with lube, and now they're going to slide off.
You're out right.
That's what everyone says.
You did great. Thank you so much.
But is there real, are you never, I always spray mine with lube to make them easier to come off. I mean, something that's torqued against a piece of on a coarsely threaded stud that's holding on with a tapered lug nut. I don't think that lube has anything to do with it's working itself off. Blitz, what do you think?
It should be perfectly fine. I would never spray lube on it myself, but it should be fine.
I've always sprayed lube on my stuff because it makes it easier to come off. And it never gets water, water rusted or anything like that. But,
makes sense.
Everybody to each its own. When our wheels fall off, then we'll have that conversation. Until then, fuck can't off.
Wait. Yeah, fuck off.
I can't wait.
You can't wait to be on the bridge and your fucking right front work. Fucking falls off and you nose dive yourself right into the fucking bay.
Skid along.
Bubba, what? I'm on the 15th pylon. I'm hanging on the bridge right now.
Help me, Papa.
Papa, can you bring your moped over here and help me?
Don't bring the smart car.
Help me, Papa.
Can you bring a boat? I'm hanging onto a pylon right now.
Can you call Michael for Breezy?
I went over the edge.
Oh, man.
I'm swimming home.
Can you pick me up on Gandy Beach and at least give me a ride back to the house?
Yeah, I'm in the mangroves.
Oh.
I got a shark that's sodomizing me.
Anna, do you ever drive by the mangroves and see guys fucking? You know they fuck all the time over there by where you live.
Yeah. I know.
For real.
Do they still?
Yes.
And why do you?
That was a quick answer, Lummy.
Well, because I drove by it the other day.
Yeah,
and there's
of course
a ton of cars.
Fucking closet.
Including
person.
A black truck.
Lummy, do you get fucked, Lummy?
No, I do.
Not by
men.
Closet person.
Not by men.
They do it on the Courtney Campbell, too.
Not by
too.
Men's. You don't get fucked by men's, but you do get fucked, don't you, buddy?
We're taking a break with the baby, but no, but I just drove by the Courtney Campbell.
We're taking a break with the baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
He said he was done.
Fucking?
Are you done getting pegged?
Yeah,
he said
he was over with
until,
it.
You
oh,
know,
getting
until,
fucked.
Why, buddy?
But you still fuck.
Well, because it just takes a lot of, effort, and, little Walker doesn't need to be around that kind of stuff.
Somebody says he's done with that business.
He's done getting pegged or he's done having sex?
No, he said he's
having sex.
He said he's the man.
No,
he's bringing it, but that's it.
I bring the steam.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Seven pumps at a time.
Hey,
Jesus,
I'm sorry you had to hear that, buddy. Sorry.
That's all good.
Well, goddamn.
What time are you leaving today? You got to go pick her up from school?
Probably. Well, I got to go over
there.
Or is she going to drive here?
Should do Carline.
And then
TikToks.
You guys are gonna go from here what?
I don't know. I gotta go to Wesley's and get fuel and all that, so I don't know. We'll see.
Are you gonna fucking drive the race car trailer to pick her up?
I've done that before.
That'd be cool.
I've already done that plenty of times.
And her little girlfriend's like, man, you got your real man there. He picks you up. Yeah, Becky, she gets picked up in a Beamer by her boyfriend, and Rhonda gets picked up in an F-350 jacked up, but goddamn, you get picked up with a race car attached to it.
You should fucking unload the car and drive it into car line.
Yeah, then like start it up right there.
Have her jump in.
Yeah.
Come on, baby, get in.
There's a pussy dropper car right here.
Yeah, underage pussy dropper, you sick fuck.
A pussy dropper?
I need a penny dropper.
Who wants to drop their puss?
Yeah, a
pussy dropper.
A lot of guys just wanting to drop the panties. You want the whole entire puss to fall out of the unit. You know why? It's so that you can fuck the butthole because you like fucking buttholes. You butthole fucker.
All right, fuck that one up. It's a pussy. I mean,
he likes a prolapse.
A prolapse puss. Pop that pussy.
Pussy
literally. Pop that pussy to the flow. How?
I gotta poop.
Me too.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.